Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chukas in Eretz Yisrael. We will be giving a shir today about Yiftach and discussing a concern, a worry of Yiftach. And that will show us a little glimpse of the greatness of Yiftach. Even though Chazal in Rosh Hashanah and in the Medrash say that from all the Shreiptim he was maybe the least chash, the least important of them, but we're still going to see what kind of great level he is on by discovering a worry of his. So we're going to meet Hashem, learn a Alshech on the Haftarah, and I would encourage you, if you can, to try to look inside either the Haftarah or in Shaiftim Perek Yud Aleph from Pasuk Hei Vav and further. But if you're doing something else, some activity, while you listen to the Shir, I don't know, you're making Knedlach or riding on your bike or painting the walls, whatever you're doing, so if, you know, Ritzin will try to be clear enough. And after we finish this diuk of the Alshech, then we're going to see what the Pri Megadim in the Sefer HaMagid adds to this Alshech on Haftar. So here goes. The Navi tells us that there was a man named Yiftach, who his family, his brothers, chased him away for whatever reason, and he moved to Eretz Tov. Chazal say it was Chutz Laretz, and he was living there, and a band of merry men gathered around him, kind of like these hooligans who followed him around. And he was living there in Eretz Taif. And then Bnei Yisrael were attacked by the Ammonites from Bnei Ammon. And the Zkenim came to speak to Yiftach, to ask him to become the leader, become the Shaifet, and return to Eretz Yisrael and help him fight the war. So Yiftach says to them, and we'll see this here, this conversation. The Zkenim come to Yiftach, and again, in Parakit Aleph, Aftaira Pasuk, Shaifet in Parakit Aleph, Pasuk, they came and they said to him, please come and become our general. And we will fight against the Bnei Ammon. You guys hate me. You chased me away from my father's home. Why are you coming now when things are tough, when you're having a bad time? All of a sudden you need me, huh? I just want to point out, I think maybe we can say, I doubt that the Zakenim actually ever chased him away. Earlier it was Mashma that his brothers chased him away. But since they allowed it, since they stood there while it happened, he blames them. And I think that this is we can explain this based on the Gemara in Gittin, by the Sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where he was chased out of the party, and he said, since the Chachamim were all there, and they sat there and continued eating their schnitzel, while I was chased out, it must be they agreed. So Yiftach is saying the same thing. If the Rabbanan have a responsibility to make sure that such terrible things don't happen in their neighborhood, so you guys are responsible. So why are you coming now? So the Zikni Gilad respond, they say, L'chein ata shavnu elacha. You're right. That's why now we have come to you. We didn't call you back. We came. We were matriach. We came here to ask our forgiveness. We were wrong. V'halachti imanu. Come with us. V'nilchamta b'vnei amay. And you will fight the war against Bnei Ammon. There's a change. Earlier it said Vinil Chama, we will fight. Now it says you will fight Bnei Ammon. V'hayis alonu l'roish l'chayol yesh v'gilad. And you will become the king, the head of all yesh v'gilad. So, another question. Earlier they referred to him being a katsin, a general officer, and now they're referring to him being a roish, a king. What changed? Another question. Earlier it says, Vayis alana l'rayt, l'katsin, you'll be a general, v'nilchama, and then it says, we will fight. And the second time, when they repeat it, they say, you will fight, v'nilchamta v'nei amin, and then it says, Vayis alana l'rayt, you'll become a king. Vayyemi yiftach l'zik negil, so Yiftach says back to them, Im meshivim atim oisili lachim v'nei amin, if you appoint me to fight the war against amin, v'nosan Hashem oislam l'fonai, and Hashem will throw them in front of me, Hashem will have them fall before me, Hashem will put them into my hands, Anoichi Eyal Lachem L'Roish, I will be the king for you. Now what does Yiftach add just now? That's what they said. They said that if he fights the war, he'll be the head. So why is he repeating it? What did he do? What changed? V'yayim Zikne Gilad al Yiftach, and the scheme of Gilad said, Yiftach, Hashem Yeh Shemea Bein Yisein, Hashem should be witness between us, Im Loichi Dvarcha Kei Naseh, we will do what you said. Of course they'll do what he said. They already offered it before. So what's this back and forth? And listen to the final pasuk Gid Aleph, Vayelach Yiftach v'zik Megillah. Yiftach goes with the zik Megillah. Vayisimu am Eisei Aleim l'Roish u'l'Katzin. And they made him for a king and a general. And then we have the whole story with the rest of Avtaira, which is, you can see it on Shabbos morning. We're not going to discuss it today. So we're discussing this change from the word Reish to Katzin, Katzin, Reish, and other little diukim that we mentioned before. So the Alsha says the following thing. Like we said, Yiftach was, you know, had a tain on them. You chased me away, now you're coming. He also had another tain on them. He said, you're trying to get me to come to you, and you're just offering me to be a katzin, just be a general, that's it? You know, we're not going to be able to get very far if I'm just a general. You know, they're just like keeping, you know, they don't want to have someone too powerful on top of them. They don't want to have a shayfet on top of them. So he says it's not going to work. And he knows part of his job, of course, is to yimach them b'tshuva, and he could do much more if he's a shayfet. So that's what he says, you know, what is this? You guys aren't really putting anything good on the table. So they say to him like this. The first time we spoke about making you a katzin, a general, v'nilchama, and then we said, we will fight the war. We meant to say is, until the war, until the victory, you be general, but if you are actually victorious, of course then we'll make you a reish. So the second time they repeat it, and they say, v'nilchamta v'ne'am, and you should wage the war, now they stress, it's totally in your behavior, you fight a good war, v'yisal another reish, then after the war, we'll appoint you to be shayfet king, that be the head of us. So, they're saying the general will be up to the war, but after the war, if you fight a good war, then, of course, we're going to appoint you as Reish, the king. What does Yiftach say back? Yiftach says, Im eshivim atem oisili lachim v'nei amoyin, v'nos ha'nashem oisim lefonai, anoichi eilachem l'Reish. Yiftach, this is Yiftach's concern. Yiftach says, I know what's going to happen. I might go to war, and at the war, it's not going to be me that's going to win the war. You're all going to see that Hashem won the war. You're going to say, hey, Hashem won this whole war for you. You didn't do anything, Yiftach. Why should we make you Reish? So Yiftach says, my condition is as follows. You want me to come with you? It's, if I go with you to war, even if Hashem is going to be obviously throwing them before us, and we're going to destroy them, Shalei Kedar Chateva, still, Anoichi Eyalochem L'Reish, you still have to commit that even if you're going to say it wasn't you, you're still going to have to point me to the king. Of course, this reminds me of the famous anecdote of this guy who was driving around trying to find a parking spot. It might have happened in all different places. Pick your least favorite place to park in the world, and that's where the story took place. He was driving around and around trying to find a parking space. So finally, this fellow lifted up his eyes and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please, I have to get going. I've been driving around trying to find a place to park in this parking lot or on the street. And Hashem, I'm begging you, I'm gonna. If you know what, Hashem, if you give me a parking space, I'm gonna give you, Emir Hashem, X amount of money. And all of a sudden, he finishes his tefillah, and someone's pulling out of his spot right conveniently in front of this fellow, and he says, "Oh, Hashem, you know something? I just worked it out." Yeah, just pause for everyone to laugh. So, Yiftach says, "I know what's gonna happen. You said that if I win the war, you want me to be in charge of the war. You stressed that if you take responsibility for the war, then we'll make you a Reish." Well, what's going to happen to Yiftach? This is his concern. I'm going to go to war, and maybe it's going to be so obvious that it was from Hashem. It's not from me. I don't really expect to do much anyways. I think it's going to be all from Hashem. They're going to say, oh, you didn't do anything. But you're still going to put me to Reish? Tell me now. You're still going to make me Reish? So they say back, well, you remember, Yizik Negila, Yiftach, Hashem, Yiyah, Shemeah, Ben Yisainu, Lechit, Varch, Kenah, so we're going to go with your terms. And at the end, they actually, even before he goes to war, they already realize what kind of special person is. So they make him a Reish and a Katzin. Why both? Says the Al-Sheikh. Not only are they appointing him ready to be the Shayfet, they're even saying there's no second in command. I don't remember exactly how this joke goes, but there's a joke of somebody who said, he's the first best, and someone else was the third best. They said, who's the second best? I don't know if someone could remind me of the joke. That would be great, because I have a Shere Brachas this coming week. Who's the second best? Oh, there is no second. So they appointed him Reish and Katzin. Should be like, even nobody, like, no vice, no second underneath Yiftach. Now, Adkan Divrei Ha'Al-Sheikh in his Sefer on Maris HaTzoybis, on Navi, on Vim, and what comes out, what we're going to be discussing, just a few minutes more, is this Yiftach, he was so worried that maybe there'll be a Nes, Shalai Kedar HaTava, is like, you know, he's expecting, this is like normal, what he recognizes Hashem could do. You make such an obvious thing, and then you might not even agree to make me the shayvet afterwards. So the Prima Gadim in Sefer HaMagid, in Parashas Chukas, brings this Alshech, and he elaborates a little bit on this. And he says, there's two types of wars, two types of victories, which Klal Yisrael are zoicha to. Two types, which they enjoy two types of victories. There's a victory, Bidderach HaTava. Yes, there's many, many against them, and you wouldn't think they would win the war, but it's Bidderach HaTava, it's hidden into the Tava. Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim was a type of Derech HaTava. You don't see, like by Avraham Avinu throwing sand and turning into arrows. So Chazal say happened. Or the Man the Amar in the Medrash says that they threw arrows at him and it turned into sand. That's like a Derech HaTava. Or walking round and round Yericho and the walls come tumbling down. Along with Humpty Dumpty, excuse me. So this is Derech HaTava, but it's Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim, it's miraculous, but it's hidden inside the Teva. That is one type of war. And then, like we said, there's this Lamala Medarach HaTava. Hashem sometimes does wars Medarach HaTava, sometimes the wars are Shalek Medarach HaTava. I'll just add, there's a very, very famous Sefer Tvua Shar. In the back of the Sefer, he has Chedushim on Alashas called B'charsher, Tvua Shar on Shulchan Aruch Yerideya from Alexander Sender Shore from a few hundred years ago. And in the back, he has Chedushim Alashas, and he has a very, very, very famous kasha of his, which a lot of people speak about. The Ramah writes in Hilchas Chanukah that if somebody forgot to say Alanisim in benching, he can say a Harachamon at the end of benching, Harachamon who Yasa Lanu Nisim de Flois, Kamaisha Asa, Lavi Sinu Yahim is Manazet. And then he should go on and say, "Bimei Matas Yo, Bimei Mordechai VeEsther." So the Tzvua Shar asks a super kasha, this kasha, a very famous kasha. How is it possible to establish that one should say a tefillah for Nisim if the Mishnah and Gemara and Brachas tell us that one is not allowed to daven for an ace? Shleik Adarach HaTav, he's not allowed to say, his wife is expecting. He can't say, "Oh, it should turn into a boy. If it's a girl, it should turn into a boy." Mishnah and Gemara, so you're not allowed to say that. Gemara says that the exception was Leah with the Dina, Ayn Shammah Gemara. But because they fact that Tfuah Shar, how could the Ramah say B'Shem the Kalabai, I think it is, to say this Tfilah? So the Tfuah Shar, his second Taras is with this Yisrael that we're saying. There's two types of Nisim. There's two types of wars that we win. There's a war that's hidden in Derech HaTava, and then there's a type Shalek Derech HaTava. He said Chanukah was hidden in Derech HaTava. You didn't see anything miraculous. You make a cheshbon, you think about it. Whoa, there were so many guys, there were so few Yidin. Yeah, maybe they were strong. Listen, like, unfortunately, the non-religious people just think of as Yehuda Maccabee and all these big tzaddikim, think of it as some guerrillas were running around, some ninjas were going around killing people. So it might be something you don't necessarily, you don't see blatantly in front of you, Yad Hashem, like we saw in Mitzrayim with the 10 Makkas and by the Yamsuf with the water drowning. You don't see that. So that kind of nais that the Tvua Shar you're allowed to daven for, a nais that's hidden in the Derech HaTava. The Mishnah in Gemara in Rakhis is speaking about changing a girl to a boy, or any, some Shalek Derech HaTava Nisim, that will be Usur. So we have here these two types of war. How does it work? When does Hashem give this type of victory or the other type of victory? So a number of things says the Prima Gadim. First of all, he says, if Klal Yisrael are zoicha, and they have no sins, and they're deserving of it, then Hashem might give them the miraculous Shalek Derech HaTava victory, unless if Hashem feels that it will cause gaiva. Because if it causes gaiva, you feel like, oh, whatever. Especially if you're alone. You know, you look at it and say, yeah, it was me. And you can have some big victory, Shalek Derech HaTava. Then the big problem, the big danger, is gaiva. And gaiva causes the Shechina to leave, the Gemara says in Saita. And if the Shechina leaves, then you can never win the war. I mean, actually, the famous pasuk, "Ha'yimach and Echad Kadosh," and if not, Hashem will be. If the Shechina will leave, and Neshav Macharech, Hashem will leave you, is a pasuk in Parashat Kisaitzi when it's speaking about war. So the most important thing you need when you're going to war is the Shechina. So gaiva will be a terrible thing. So Hashem will not set us up, Chas Hashem, to lose. If by doing something Shalek Derech HaTava could cause gaiva, say, "Yeah, I deserved it." So if Klai Yisrael are very deserving, and there's no danger of gaiva, then Hashem will make a shalek derech hatava. Hashem will make an amazing victory. Otherwise, if Klai Yisrael are not deserving, halal of the Avodah Zarah, we'll see in a second, we'll get back to that, or Hashem is always out for justice, Hashefet Kol Ha'aretz, Layas and Mishpat, then Hashem will disguise, Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to win, will disguise it in Derech HaTeva, in order that no one, you know, the Shemayim, they shouldn't have a taina or whatever, or just like, yeah, they were stronger, I don't know, they won the war, but it won't be like blatantly, like you know, in your face, a nifla dikanes. Unless, as a prima gadim, at the other side, the enemy, our enemy, is so chutzpik, so disrespectful, so going against Hashem, al Hashem v'al Mashiach, v'mechar v'magadet, like Parai, after the whole thing, he starts chasing B'nai Yisrael. So, then they have to be, he'll be even killed, Shalegah Derech HaTeva, to show the whole world who Hashem is, like happened by Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Actually, when we left Mitzrayim, v'chamushim v'ol B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, he walked out with weapons, because Hashem said, go out with weapons, because you're not on the highest level. You don't necessarily deserve. Halal Levi Gazar, you guys were also Levi Gazar. So in cases of war, you're going to have weapons with you to fight the war. Rashi tells the beginning of Dvarim, Klal Yisrael would have been Zaycha, we would have gone into Eretz Yisrael without any weapons. No weapons. We know the time of Shaul HaMelech, the only one who carried a weapon in Shaul's wars, the only one who carried a weapon was the king. Shaul himself had a sword. Nobody else had. Times Klal Yisrael did not need weapons to win the war. So but when we were leaving Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th Shaar Toma. So Hashem says, "B'chamushim, take weapons with you. You're not in the Madriga to have Shalika Derech HaTeva." But Pari was so disrespectful. Pari attacked him. Hashem said, "Now I'll take care of Pari, and I can't allow this. I have to show him, show the world. This is the one time in history that Hashem showed the whole world with Mitzrayim, and culminating in the Yamsuf, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what he could do Shalika Derech HaTeva." So these are the two types of wars which there are, and again, this is why Yiftach. He said, I think it might be Zaycha now. Maybe you're all going to be Chayzi B'Tshuva. Maybe we're going to be Zaycha to have this amazing miracle. And then you're not going to, you know, want to follow through on your end of the deal. That's why you have to change the terms a little bit. Based on this, the Prima Gadim says, that's shot in the end of Sefer Tehillim, a lot of good Yidden in the Gra. And other Yidden say this Mighty Shabbos, Yakis, Minig Ashkenaz. But at the end of Sefer Tehillim, it says, David Baruch Hashem Tzuri, Hamalamed Yedai L'Kra. David says, Chazir Baruch Hu, I know that even when I win the wars and they are Kederach HaTev, I don't see necessarily Yad Hashem, but I know that it's you. Hashem, I always know that it's you. That's Ba'isa El-Macham. I know you've trained my fingers to win the wars, so I'm going to praise you no matter what. And I realize that the reason why you don't always do these amazing, miraculous Shalei Kederach HaTev wars as victories is because Ma'azu Matei De'eu Ben Enish V'Tachshaveu. In other words, human beings are prone to falling, to Gaiva. And therefore I realize that you might not make us those kind of wars because you don't want us to have gaiva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that it's all of hell for you, and HaMalamed Yadai L'Krav, I know that you're the one that trained me to war. So David HaMelech made no difference. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what kind of victory he was zeichet to have. And this is also shown in the Pasuk by the Yamsuf. Hashem Yishvacham, Hashem got involved in the war by the Yamsuf. Why? Hashem Shemai, because there Hashem had to kind of protect his name because of what the one time in history when Pari, after all the Makkah, still was attacking B'nai Yisrael, we have to do Shalei Kederach HaTeva. But if it would have been some other nation, then yes, let's see when Amalek comes. So basically, the war was fought by Maisha picking up his hands. So based on this, he says we can explain also a pasuk in, says the Prima Gadim, a pasuk in Zechariah. A pasuk in Zechariah. In Zechariah, Paraches, after the famous pasuk, because it's a song, Yeshu Sakin was a case for Chavis Shalayim. There'll come a day when the old people will walk around Yerushalayim again, and there'll be Yeladim, Yeladais, little boys and little girls, Masachakim, Rechavisah, will be playing around in the streets. And then the Pasuk says right afterwards in Zechariah Parakas, Koyamar Hashem Tzvokis, Ki Yipale Be'ene She'eris Amazeh B'yom Mehim, if in those days when Mashiach comes, it will be a wonder in their eyes. They're like, wow, what has Hashem done? Amazing! Gam Be'enai Yipale Om Hashem Tzvokis, also in my eyes, says Hashem, it will be a wonder. And now, of course, this has to be understood. What does it mean something will be a wonder in the eyes of Hashem? What does Hashem mean when he says that? Well, says the Prima God, and based on everything he said, we can understand. You see, there's a very famous Gemara, everybody knows here. I have Gifti, I'm about to have my Barclays coming, Sheva Brachas, this week that I have, and I still need to fix up another joke, like I told you. Famous Chazal, Kashe Zivugam Kekriyas Yamsuf. Hashem finds it Kaviyachal difficult to arrange Shaduchim, just like Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Gemara also says in the same place, Kashem is a nice shal Adam, it is difficult to give a person Parnasa to Kriyas Yamsuf. What does it mean it's Kasha by a Kaddish Baruch? Why these things, and why is Kriyas Yamsuf considered a mashal of something that's Kasha? Well, he says, Tarot says it was kosher because Klal Yisrael weren't deserving of Kriyas Yamsuf. It was haloli avay dezara, lolu avdei avay dezara. It was something that was undeserving. It was undeserving of them. So Hashem finds it kosher to go along and do Kriyas Yamsuf because the Klal Yisrael also sinned and served avay dezara. They weren't so different from the Mitzrim. That's why it was kosher. So he says the same thing. Very often people aren't deserving of having parnasa, or often one of the people involved in the shidduch, the chasen or the kala, might not be deserving of the other one. I know there's a sugi and saita with zibuk rishon, zibuk sheni, but this is the prima gadim. He says maybe one isn't deserving of the other one. Hashem will still bring them together and still give the parnasa, even if the person is not deserving, and that is called kasha. How am I going to say this at a shevet brachas? I know. You'll see. So he says this is something that's called kasha. So he says that is Mimela, the Peshat of this Pasuk here in Zachari with the word Be'enayi Pale. Why? He brings the Al-Shech in a few places, writes, in Tehillim Kuv Zayin, when we speak about the four people who were in Etzara, the one who was at the Yam, and he was in danger of drowning, and the whole boat almost capsized in Tehillim Kuv Zayin, or the one who was deathly sick, and he was almost in the next, he had one foot in the next world, or the person that was in jail, and they thought he was never going to be able to get out, or the person that crossed through the dangerous Midbar. Each time, four times it says in that parak that when they get out and Hashem does nisim for them, Yoidu Lashem Chastoi v'niflo'eso l'vnei Adam. So, he says, you know what the pshat in that pasuk in Tehillim is? Says the Al-Sheikh, Yoidu Lashem Chastoi. Hashem, it's for Hashem, it's not a gvura. You know, we look at it and say, oh, Hashem did some gvura. It's not a gvura. It's all coming from Hashem's chastoi. It's easy for Hashem. There's no difference for Hashem to make something from nothing, or little nisim, big nisim, it's all the same for Hashem. But if that was just a pella, it seems shocking and amazing, that's of Nei Adam. So Yoyidu Hashem Chastei. For Hashem, it's always Chastei. So we say thank you to Hashem for your Chastei. And that which it looks like it's a pella, that's only in front of our eyes. Because, but if it's of Nei Adam, it's a pella for Bnei Adam, but for Hashem, there's no big deal. It's no difficulty. No difference for Hashem between making Shemayim Va'aris and anything else that happened since then. There's no difference. So Mele says, that's the pshat in this passage in Zechariah. Hashem's going to say in the future, you're going to be wondering, Mashiach's coming, all these amazing nisim are going to happen. And you're like, did we really deserve this? Hashem says, you're going to be shocked about it. People are going to be the she'eris ha'am, referring to the undeserving Jews. He says, the prima gadim says, those that are undeserving, gam be'einayi polein, um Hashem tzvarek. Hashem says, in front of my eyes also, because this is something which is called kasher, when you're not deserving, and Hashem does this type of amazing, amazing, nitzachon, victory, even though maybe we're not deserving. So, to summarize, there are two types of victories. There's a victory where you might think it's yourself, and there's a victory where it's just so obvious from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mirt Hashem, Kaseisra Merit Ashrayim, Rehenu Lefly, is this famous pasuk that Amos says, I think it's Amos, Micha, says that we're going to be Zoyche when Mashiach comes to have Nisim, the same style as Beit Yisrael Ashrayim. We're going to have Nisim Shalei Kederach HaTava, and yes, we're going to be shocked because Shalei Kederach HaTava and Nisim are amazing. Hashem Kaviyot is going to be shocked because we don't necessarily deserve it. We don't necessarily clash, or necessarily be people who aren't deserving who are going to be recipients of that kind of chesed also. And Yiftach also, the great, great Yiftach, he says, like, Hashem might make this kind of nice for us. This is like, you know, Hashem does this kind of things for us. And therefore, you know, he wants to handle the terms of them, to make sure that that they're agreeing on their document when they have this agreement between the people and Yiftach. But it was like so posh at the Yiftach, Hashem might make Nisim on this type of level. This is the kind of person that Yiftach was, the kind of shayfet he was. And they see that, and that's why they appoint him to become shayfet right away. They don't wait until after the war. We should be zoicha to gmei seischem eretz Yisrael, me'en and the flyis, v'mheir v'yameinu, amen. Have a good Shabbos.